Okay, real good. I'm probably only going to go down through the list one time. I've got a notice on my phone, lightning in the area, in the Shields area. It looks like a storm coming through, and so I think I'll just go on one time through, and we'll call it good. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on here. Not much radio stuff, though. I've been working, doing a lot of the stuff outside and that, and we're getting ready to talking about camping again. Don't know what's going to happen. Mary's got a eye surgery next month, so we'll have to work around it. So, okay, anyway, let's go down the list. We'll go first up to Ron, KC8YVF, and then standby Mini. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, I know. I'm looking at radar here, and it's up and over in Zilwaukee, and then it dissipates, and then another little pop-up comes here or there. So, yeah, I'll just kind of be apprised of the weather here for tonight. No severe weather are we supposed to have, but that didn't rule that can't happen, so it's happened before. Me, busy weekend. Saturday, I had got to enjoy it a little bit. I took a motorcycle ride down to Davison for lunch. I met five other of the group that I ride with occasionally from the Detroit area started out down there. So I've seen a couple that I haven't seen in about 5 years came to the lunch. So that was good to see them. They're looking pretty good, still in good health, and still riding. And all of us are up in the 60s and 70s here. So we had a good lunch and a good day. Sunday, Friday night, I got a call from one of my cousins that another cousin of mine is in failing health. She is down in Mount Clemens at McLaren Macomb Hospital, and we asked her when we got there, how did you get here? Because she used to live in the Clio area, but she said she moved down there about 4 or 5 years ago. So that was kind of a surprise for all of us. We don't see each other often, basically, for weddings and funerals, and that's about it. Let me break. So Sunday, we headed. I called my brother, and I said, well, we'll go down. So it turned out the wives went with us. My wife seen on TV that there was a kind of a craft festival, and that at a, what was it, Lavender? I guess Lavender Farm, something like that, that's out in Imlay City, and we had to head that way anyhow. So he lives in Swartz Creek, so we got on 69, went out to Imlay City, and then we headed south on 53 that takes us right down to 59 and into Mount Clemens, basically. So we went down there. We spent a few hours, a couple hours at the craft show, and then it was about a 45, 50-minute drive down to Mount Clemens. We spent a little over an hour with her, with my cousin. And then from there, I said, I'm only about less than 10 miles away from the computer store, and I've been looking at picking up a 3D printer, and I had planned to go down there to purchase. So since we were already down there and only less than about 10 miles away, we headed over there. Well, they dropped me off at the computer store. I spent about an hour there picking out what I needed and looking through all the goodies. And while they went shopping at a couple of other stores, my brother and my wife and sister-in-law. So they did come back and get me. That was a good thing. They said they're on their way and pulled up, picked up. We loaded it up, headed back to Swartz Creek to have, or actually at dinner in Grand Blanc. Back to Swartz Creek, picked up our car and didn't get home till was about 8:30, 9 o'clock or so. And I did get on the net last night, at least through Echo Link. We were back to my brother's house, just got there. And it was a little after 7 when we got back there, so I did get on Echolink and checked into the Mid-Michigan net and gave Dave, and thank Dave for Schneider for NADRL for doing my net last week and then his net this week. So sorry, things just happened. I should be home for next week, barring anything happens. But, yeah, my cousin's isn't going to make it for a whole lot longer. Her kidneys have failed, and they're going to be setting up dialysis, and her liver is failing, and other bodily functions are starting to shut down. So she knew she's not going to make it here, and, yeah, she told us, and we just tried to keep things as lighthearted as possible, knowing the inevitable is probably not too far off into the future. And We ask her. She's only 73 years old, so she just turned 73. So not a good situation all the way around. So tonight at least I got the printer unboxed and setting on a stand in the basement. Haven't done anything more with it. I will try and continue a few more steps tomorrow and go from there. So we'll see what happens. Thanks, Dave, for doing the net. We'll pass it back over to you, KCYVF.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, sorry to hear about that and about the cousin there. And yeah, it's up in age and not old. I'm older than that, but anyway, things happen. Okay, Minnie, KDAPAC, you're up. Stand by, Rick.
Well, good evening, WADW. This is KDAPAC. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good group in here tonight. It's pretty nice out there today, so I didn't really do too much. I did go and get some bird feed, so I can feed my birds tomorrow. But other than that, I haven't been doing too much. This is KDAPAC. Back to WADW.
75 VCU. I tried to check in a minute ago there, and the radio kind of messed up. No traffic, back to net control.
Okay, what's the call again?
KU5 VCU.
Okay, I got KQ5, and I missed the rest of it.
Yeah, I'm on an HD there. I'm out here in Shields. Let me get a little closer to one of the windows. Maybe it'll help. Yeah, the call is KU5 VCU. Copy?
Okay, KU5 VCU. I got you on the list, and we'll be down here in a couple minutes here. And let's go to Rick, KC8VOA, and I'll take a standby again.
Well, nothing exciting here. Went tent camping this weekend with all the kids, family camping. Two of them had RVs and everything else, and now I've got the squeeze on me. Someone wants an RV. And it's like, well, we only go about four times a year unless we're going to go and use it, and it doesn't make it worthwhile. So that's one of the things I've been doing. Gardening, a little gardening today, stuff like that, and still putting stuff away from yesterday. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to net control, KC8BOA.
Okay, real good there, Rick. Yeah, didn't do any gardening at all this year. We decided not to do that. We've got too many animals around. Actually, I put the trail camera out to try and find out what was getting into my. I put down the landscape mulch over on the one side and tried to figure out what was getting in there. I thought it was the rabbits, but it seems to be about 1:30 every night. We've got a possum comes in there. At least I think that's where it's going. I can see it on the, coming down the side of the house anyway, so that's probably what's doing me. I didn't put anything in, so. Anyway, this is WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association with Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else like to get on the list before I continue on down the list?
Hilo X, this is Hilo Victoria.
Again on the call?